We've been sharing stories this summer about influential summer jobs, jobs that had a lasting impact despite their seasonal status. Today, it's all about valuable lessons that stuck.
I don't think any kid knows how to work for someone.
That's advice columnist Amy Dickinson. She rented bicycles and mopeds to tourists on Rhode Island's Block Island the summer of 1980.
And we worked for this amazing woman. She was just a great boss in all the important ways. She was very compassionate, but she was pretty formal. She really taught me how to work and how to work for someone. You're on time. You had responsibilities. And if there was a problem, she would speak to you about it. But there was an idea that if it wasn't working out, she would find someone else. And boy, there's a lesson.
I was relief for the mailboy.
That's Utah Senator Bob Bennett. He was 14 when he started working for the family's business, the Bennett Glass and Paint Company.
The one thing they discovered after I had done it for a little while, particularly when the regular mailboy went on vacation and I had that all to myself for 2 weeks, was that he was goofing off quite badly. He would go out in the afternoon, supposedly, to the post office, and he'd go shopping or go to a movie or something of that kind, and they wouldn't see him. I didn't realize you could do that, and I would come back and be working around, and ultimately they fired him. He was vulnerable, and that was another lesson that I learned at an early age. You don't take advantage of people looking the other way.
Well, now, a couple of lessons from some of you.
Sister Lorian Sieber of Berlin, Vermont writes, "On the summer between my junior and senior years of high school, I was selling sportswear in a dress shop. We had too many size 10 dollar blouses and had run out of size 16s. My boss cut out the size markers of the 10s and put them on the 16 pile. People weren't allowed into the dressing rooms to try on dollar blouses, and no size 16 woman could fit into a size 10 blouse, so I quit. I learned I could be asked to do things you could not pay me to do."
Well, John Jackson of Roanoke, Virginia, tells us about an experience that he had working the concession stand at a golf course. He was called into his manager's office to account for bad service given to one of the golfers by some blonde kid. Jackson writes this, "Given that I have blonde hair, I had to be the guilty party. As I tried to explain, if the incident did occur the day before, it couldn't have been me because I had that day off, and that didn't seem to matter." Jackson apologized despite his innocence. And 20 years later, Jackson is now a manager, and he says this, "Whenever a boss or employee reports an incident involving a coworker, I start asking questions instead of jumping to conclusions. It's not that I doubt what happened. I just want to make sure the facts are known before a decision is made. That courtesy wasn't extended to me, but I figure it's the least I can do."
We'll hear more of your summer job stories as the weeks go on. In the meantime, you can share your experience at NPR.org. Just make sure summer job is in the subject line.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
This is NPR.